One thing before I begin, and I apologize, I don't like to usually make announcements during the during our core of our worship, but I wanted you to know, in case it's important to you, the beef auction, today is the last day. So if you're interested at all in that silent auction for fresh beef, we know what it's been fed. It's not been fed anything, you know, any steroids or anything like that. It's right out there in the entrance. So please make sure you pay attention to that before you leave today. And the money, by the way, will go to help us purchase a church bus. So this is a study guide for this week that Cliff has prepared for us. I invite you to take this home along with our prayer concerns. And this gives you an opportunity to have a devotion in case you don't have one at home that you've purchased elsewhere. This it's just something that you can sit down and think through some scripture and think how it relates to your life. And so I invite you to take this home, keep it by your prayer chair along with our prayer needs, and pray for those folks by name. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, I invite you, and I hope you have your Bibles with you. If you don't, please get a pew Bible out and turn to the book of Nehemiah. Now, as I've said in the past, the best way I've found to find, I don't know if that's good English or not, but the best way I have found to find the book of Nehemiah is to open your Bible up about halfway through, and that should be the book of Psalms. Go back one book, and that's the book of Job. Go back one more book, that's Esther. And finally, the next book is Nehemiah. So Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Once you find that, if you would close your Bible on your finger, stand with me if you're able, and let's raise these Bibles high above our heads and say our Bible pledge this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4. Now when Sanballat heard that we were building the wall, I know you're impressed, he was angry and greatly enraged, and he mocked the Jews. He said in the presence of his associates and of the army of Samaria, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore things? Will they sacrifice? Will they finish it in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish and burned ones at that?" Tobiah, the Ammonite, was beside him, and he said, "That stone wall they are building, any fox going up on it would break it down." "Hear, O God," Nehemiah said, "hear our God, for we are despised. Turn their taunt back on their own heads, and give them over as plunder in a land of captivity. Do not cover their guilt, and do not let their sin be blotted out from your sight, for they have hurled insults in the face of the builders." So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. This is the third week of our study in Nehemiah, and as I was considering how I would begin today, I thought about how most conversations begin when you meet someone new. At least in the first three or four sentences, typically, is, "So, what do you do? What do you do?" People tend to define who you are by what you do, right? We say, "I'm a student, I'm a teacher, banker, scientist, doctor, etc., or I'm retired." When you think about your work and your waking hours, I would say that most of our time in some way is connected to work. Is that fair?